This podcast is brought to you by my Christmas stocking sampler. Get two of my books and two t-shirts for only $19.99. That's a $50 savings. Order now at HowieCarshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This Thanksgiving is going to suck a bit.
Limit the number of people, do it outside, and wear your mask.
I don't like it to be any number. I like it to be keep it to your immediate household.
Avoiding direct contact, including handshakes and hugs. Having one person serve all the food so multiple people are not handling the serving utensils.
Cancel your plans if you absolutely do not need to travel somewhere. Cancel your plans. Cannot be more clear here.
And don't go home. Don't go to eat. You can think about it, but don't.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You say you're not going to enforce the order that limits gatherings to 10 people. Tell us why.
I can't enforce the order because I think it's unconstitutional. Governor absolutely has a right to limit how many people can go to a bar or a restaurant, wearing face masks in public buildings, in private businesses. So he has authority to do a lot, but not to tell us as law enforcement to go into people's house and count who's there.
I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you will enforce. That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history. We've never broken 30,000. That's a sacred number, 30,000, and nobody thought they'd ever see it. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that worked so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, I think another country that's happy that that Joe Biden is the president-select of the United States rather than Donald Trump, and that they're hoping that Biden can hang on to win. Venezuela. Remember they were defending Venezuela, people like Bernie Sanders earlier in the year during the campaign. Oh, Venezuela's not such a bad country. We're not going to say anything bad about Venezuela. There's a story today on Breitbart. Starving Venezuelan prisoners kill and eat prison director's Rottweiler. Oh, it's a great country. It used to be the richest country in South America 25, 30 years ago. Now the prisoners are eating the warden's dog.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
A group of prisoners in the Venezuelan state of Carabobo was forced to kill a Rottweiler for food to fight off starvation. Making matters worse was the fact that the pet belonged to the former prison director. The inmates referred to her as Princess. I used to have a poodle named Princess. As part of their punishment, inmates were not allowed to receive food from their relatives outside. So there's Bernie Sanders' favorite country in South America, Venezuela, because it's a workers' utopia, don't you know? Time now for the Chump Line.
Hey, Howie. I'll stop being a turkey if Cuomo stops being an ass.
How about Cuomo saying, you know, you can't pick and choose the laws you're going to enforce? Wait a second. Isn't this the guy who said if you're pro-life, you can get the hell out of the state of New York? And if you like guns, you can get the hell out of the state of New York? I think gun rights are protected under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. You're going to get rid of that just by fiat, Governor Cuomo? What a fool. Again, he accuses us of what he's been doing all along.
Just remember, if everybody passes the stuffing on Thursday, they might as well be passing death.
Yes. I'm going to have some filet mignon, but instead of the mashed potatoes, I'm going to ask him to put some stuffing there. I love stuffing. I love any kind of stuffing. The Trump Line is brought to you each weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Lincoln, Garfield, and another Harrison. All of them towns in Maine, all of them great presidents, some of them rolling over in their graves.
Lovey, this jet-setting gigolo has been named Climate Envoy, an esteemed position that comes with a private jet, which means that, unlike the hoi polloi who fly commercial, I don't have to wear a mask. And thank gosh, those things make my chin look big.
Even after the plastic surgery, they make his chin look big. You know, it's interesting. I wrote a column about John Kerry's new job today, and one of the phrases I used was just what John Kerry himself just used, hoi polloi. You know, he used to pull the do-you-know-who-I-am routine at the shuttle to D.C. all the time. I got repeated stories from multiple people. Do you know who I am? It's the Kerry M.O. He always wanted to be a Kennedy. And so in some ways, he just settled for taking their favorite question. Do you know who I am?
We're going to overturn Michigan, then on to Georgia, then to Pennsylvania, and Arizona. Yeah!
He's using the old Howard Dean line from, I think, 2004. But that's what it amounts to now. They're going to try to overturn these elections, and I'm praying for them. I hope the hell they can do it. I hope Sidney Powell does release the Kraken tomorrow. I hope Lynn Wood is right. She's filing the case tomorrow, he said in a tweet earlier today. And let's keep our fingers crossed.
I hope when President Trump finally wins re-election, the first thing he does is step down so that Mike Pence can appoint him as the Attorney General.
I think there are a lot of good candidates for Attorney General, and almost as important as who the Attorney General is who's the FBI director. It can't be Chris Wray.
Dow Jones, 30,000. It's all that pent-up Janet Yellen excitement finally getting to come out.
Joe Biden, 78. John Kerry, 77 next month. Janet Yellen, 74. It's those animal spirits, those young pups, those whippersnappers in the Biden administration.
Oh, I'm so glad that Joe Biden got the Dow to jump so high. Oh, that's not how it works. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, that Trumps.
Trump. That's one of his the internet descriptions of Donald Trump by those who are infected with Trump derangement syndrome. But actually, there was a story, a headline on the front page of the Boston Globe website today that the stock market rises to 30,000 amidst Biden transition. It's all Joe Biden did it all from his basement. Think what he could do. The market would be 100,000 if he ever got out of the basement in Wilmington.
Mr. Carr, this is Andrew Cuomo's mother. Now, you stop denigrating my son. He's a good dictator. A very good dictator.
Yeah, we told you yesterday that Cuomo was going to have his two of his three daughters and his 89-year-old mother up to the mansion for the governor in Albany. But that didn't go over too well in the Empire State after he's been issuing these diktats for all these months and bragging about it and doing his Smothers Brothers routine with Fredo and writing his quote-unquote best-selling book. So he canceled those plans. He's going to be lonely and by himself. He doesn't even have a girlfriend right now, I don't think, or so he claims.
I tried Johnny Walker Blue in a bar 25 years ago, and it cost me $36 a shot. That's Johnny Walker Blue. It's like drinking gold.
Yeah. Taylor, that's why I never heard of Johnny Walker Blue. Have you ever had a shot of Johnny Walker Blue in a bar?
No, I think the most expensive shot I had was maybe $10 to $15.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Walker Blue is now upwards of $100 a shot.
How much is a shot of Fireball?
$4 or so.
That much?
Yeah. Shots are expensive.
Are we supposed to follow the data or the science? And are we searching for the facts or the truth? I'm confused.
There's plenty of data out there on COVID-19. The only problem is you're not going to get it on the local or the national TV stations, and you're not going to get it in your local newspaper. That, if you live in Boston, that's for damn sure. So go right to MA Coronavirus Dashboard and just start looking around. And pretty soon, you'll have an entirely different perspective on it if you're terrified, petrified, frightened, and hiding under your bed.
Are we supposed to follow the data or the science? And are we searching for the facts or the truth? I'm confused.
Is there an echo in here?
Sorry, just had a shot of Johnny Walker Blue.
603 says, can we work on a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome next? Yeah, mental disorders are much harder to cure, I believe, than even viruses. And viruses are pretty tough.
Here, Ramea, and now for my favorite recipe for the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, Shivas stuffing. Step 1, 1 pint of Shivas. Step 2, add stuffing. Optional.
Only a pint, Senator? Only a pint of Shivas?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That was it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday afternoon, and we may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more messages from the Chump Line that didn't make it, that ended up on the cutting room floor, you can always listen to our podcast, Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra Chump Line messages. We post them every evening about 7 o'clock when the show goes off the air. Get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast, Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line, call 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Lincoln, Garfield, and Harrison again. All of them towns in Maine, all of them great presidents, some of them rolling over in their graves.
Howie, care to guess what a retail price of a nip of Johnny Walker Blue is?
25?
Close, 22.
Wow. $22 for a shot. And how much is a shot of Fireball, a nip of Fireball, which are a little more popular than Johnny Walker Blue?
I'll have that answer for you when we come back.
We're going to overturn Michigan, then on to Georgia, then to Pennsylvania, and Arizona.
Where is Howard Dean these days? Is he wearing a mask? He is a physician, after all. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Come on, G-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
I'm on fire at all.
Fireball, cinnamon whiskey. Just looking at it here in the internet, it looks like the going price is about 99 cents. 99 cents a nip. So you can get 22 Fireball nips for the price of one Johnny Walker Blue nip. It says here that it's made in Lewiston, too. Lewiston, Maine. Is that right? I didn't know that. Of course, I've never bought any Fireball cinnamon whiskey. But anyway, it's 99 cents, it looks like.
33% for Fireball versus 40% alcohol volume for Johnny Walker, but you get so much more.
I think the bang for your buck still comes out on the side of Fireball.
Yeah. I mean, it might lead to a police blotter facts Friday story, but
but you know, what is Nancy Pelosi take? What does Nancy Pelosi care? Because she's not picking up the tab. You and I are picking up the tab for her.
Do you think she pours Johnny Walker Blue on her Jenny's ice cream?
Isn't the you know isn't something like Drambuie or peach schnapps? Isn't that that's more the thing you pour on your gelato $12 a pint ice cream? Isn't it? I mean, Ted Kennedy poured peach schnapps.
Not if you want a direct injection,
a direct hit. Ted Kennedy liked to pour peach schnapps on his ice cream. I was told that by reliable sources. That's pretty hardcore in so many ways. So many. Talk about calorie intake, huh? All right, time for the poll question. Take advantage of Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple, wholesome recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. For a limited time, get $90 off in savings when you use code Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results right now?
Are you still boycotting Fox News?
Yes, I am.
84% say they are.
All right. Let's see here. I bought my son, 339, says a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for his 30th birthday. It was $189.
Well, my 30th birthday is coming up soon.
Happy birthday.
339, are you my dad?
Would you like a 4-pack or a 10-pack of Fireball nips? Taylor, I can splurge for one of those.
I don't really care for the flavored whiskeys.
781 says, I work in the liquor store at Market Basket in Waltham. I know where that is. It's next to the Market Basket. A nip of Fireball is 99 cents. Yeah, I think that's about the standard price, 99 cents.
Did you know that it's really not called a nip anywhere outside of New England?
It isn't?
No. We're the only ones that call it that.
Wow. I didn't know that. It's like a Yui, right? Or a tonic.
Or a packy.
Yeah, a packy. Yeah, or a grinder. That's it. That's
you ask anybody in Georgia for a nip on a Saturday night, they're going to show you something else.
I know. There's some other words like that in the South that seem kind of weird up here that have kind of fallen out of I don't even want to get into it. I shouldn't have started it. 508, is Nancy Pelosi naturally drunk? She talks like it. There was actually a story today. I haven't gotten to it. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow, saying about how she's totally lost her political chops. I don't think I don't think she's drunk and she's slurring her words. I think it's her dentures that are the problem when it comes to her increasing inability to speak articulately. Plus, the fact is that she is 80 years old. She's older than Joe Biden or Janet Yellen or John Forbes live shot Kerry. 844-500-4242. Let's play a cut of Joe Biden, cut five today in Wilmington.
Deal with the climate crisis, nuclear proliferation.
Do you think John Kerry's going to handle the nuclear proliferation?
Nuclear proliferation.
Nuclear proliferation.
Deal with the climate crisis. Nuclear proliferation.
Nuclear proliferation. Proliferation. Yeah, they're going to have to do a Zoom inaugural speech. If it comes to that, and we're all hoping it doesn't. We'll be right back with calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. A Gateway pundit. Sometimes they go a little overboard. But they are reporting that out in Arizona, a data analyst for the ABC affiliate out there, ABC 15, tweeted that there has been a machine error discovered in Greenlee County. It showed 22,000 votes when it should have been 3,700, and Biden's lead now is down from 10,377 to 4,202. This is after a machine error was discovered today. Again, it's Gateway Pundit, but they're quoting the local ABC affiliate. That's interesting news. He's Trump's still behind, but, you know, who knows?
But these are only the errors, or the, my favorite word to use, the glitches that we're hearing about. Imagine how many glitches are not being caught.
You know, isn't it amazing that when a glitch or a machine error is discovered, Grace, it never results in Biden widening his lead. It's always the machine error is always the previous error that until it was corrected was always, is always in favor of Joe Biden 100% of the time.
See,
100% of the time.
Howie, this is something I've learned in the biz. Glitches as well as fake news stories, they're like one-way streets. They always go in one direction.
Yes, no doubt about it, Grace.
All right,
no
but I am here, Howie, to deliver Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
The hate is flowing, Howie. As you know, we are on Newsmax from 4 to 5. A lot more people are tuning in, and that means you are getting a lot more love, but also a lot more hate. But Howie, do you mind? I know you like it. Do you mind if before I start hate mail, I make a tiny announcement?
Go ahead.
This is not hate mail. This is wonderful news because I feel as though everyone could use some. My oldest brother had a baby girl last night, him and his wife, Josephine Anna Curley. She's absolutely beautiful, a healthy baby, and we couldn't be more excited to have a new member of the Curley clan. So if they're listening from the hospital, we are so happy for you and congratulations. Okay, now, enough sentimentalness for one day. Sentimentality, some might say. Let's get into the hate mail of the day. This is, should I start with a voicemail, Howie, or should I start with a comment?
Start with the voicemail. Voicemail.
I'm going to go with Granny first. She was short and sweet this week. This is hate mail Granny.
He's such a all you Republicans are whores.
That she was even more obscene than those women who were yelling at Governor Murphy and his family down in New Jersey.
See, I don't personally love when she's super into the cursing because it's hard to figure out the context of what she's saying without some other
words.
Yeah,
there was no context other than her rage, her Trump derangement syndrome carrying over to us.
Yes, exactly, Howie. By the way, you tweeted out a beautiful picture of you and your daughter, Charlotte, enjoying a nice meal in Palm Beach.
Right, at the meat market.
It received some hate mail, Howard. None for Charlotte. People thought Charlotte looked wonderful, as she did. You, on the other hand, did not get as much praise. I'm going to start with the nicest comment. What a lovely granddaughter you have, Howie.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know.
I told the mailer manager that, and I asked if I could read it, and she said, oh, yeah, people say that all the time. Another one is, good to see Howie not wearing shorts.
Well, it was a nice place. You know what, Grace, you know what that was? That was the last night of the meat market, Sunday night, steaks half price. Now it's over for the season.
So you donned your full-length fancy pants for the occasion?
Because I knew I was going to get a double order of filet mignon for half the price.
Hey, honey, the steaks are half price. Get my long shorts.
Yeah. Half price steaks, full shorts. Okay, Howie, another person said, yeah, irresponsible, anti-American, selfish behavior is so hot right now. You are shameful, Howie.
Anti-American? Not wearing a mask is anti-American?
Nothing says Americana like going out for a beautiful steak with your family.
I think that's the most American thing I can do. I'm fighting back against the deep state. Dr. Fauci ain't going to boss me around.
So, Howie, as you know, we do not do shows on the weekend. You take a few days off on Saturdays and Sundays. But someone had something really nice to say on Monday about our non-existent Sunday show. This is Hate Mail 25.
I want to tell you, the best show you ever had was yesterday when you weren't on the air.
He doesn't seem to have all of his teeth.
Howard. We do not know that for a fact. Another person.
There's a lot of whistling going on, though, in his words.
Another person said, this is again, Howie, about your picture. I said this once, I'll say it a million times. Your best hate mail work is when you post a photo of yourself. That really inspires the haters. This person said, Howie, you are lazy and you are stupid. Your rights are not more important than others, yet you choose to behave moronically.
I was outside. There's no law that says I have to wear a mask outside.
How dare you?
How dare you? By the way, guys,
I'm in America, pal. Okay? I'm not in East Germany of New England.
Very true. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. If you want to check out their bread, look around at your local markets. It's absolutely delicious. It's perfect at this fall time of year, Howie. A lot of people making chilies and soups, and you want some good dipping bread. So check out Pantadosi Baking. Okay, next up, we have more hate mail. A lot of these were short and sweet this week. People weren't feeling very poetic. They were just trying to get to the point. This is cut 23.
Go f*** yourself, Howie.
That's very, very simple. I got the message.
Succinct. Brevity is the soul of wit, they say.
Did they like my Kennedy column about Pam Kelly, the girl
Go
that
yourself, Howie.
Joe Kennedy put in the wheelchair forever?
I just want you to know that voicemail is getting a lot of laughs in the green room right now. Everyone seems to it's a fan favorite already. It might become a sound cut. Howie, in the comments about your picture, I saved this one for last, partially because I think it's going to hurt the most, but I also think it's the most hateful. This person, whose handle is 2020 sucks so far, wrote, I liked Howie better when he was fat and looked like Benny Hill.
Benny Hill? I never looked like...
Taylor's loving these hate mails today.
I never looked like Benny Hill. I will say, I will admit to not being a matinee idol, but Benny Hill?
I laugh because it's so absurd and obscure.
I like the really specific ones. Another person, Howie, has something to say to you. Again, this is short and this is sweet. This is cut 24.
Howie Carr sucks, and you people all suck, okay?
That includes all of us, so I thought that was a nice one to end with.
I mean, that's a good lead, you know. As I've told you, Grace, you know, you got to have a good lead on your column or your statement, but there's no follow through there. He just repeated himself. How do we suck? How are we going to stop sucking if he doesn't tell us how we suck?
Yeah, and I actually, Howie, I'm nervous that I'm doing something wrong because. One of our frequent haters, Muller the Avenging Angel, commented on my column this week and said, this is a nice, charming column. Good job, Grace. And I was thinking, oh boy, Muller the Avenging Angel's on my side. I don't know. Sometimes your haters are your motivators. Guys, that is it for Hate Mail Monday. Once again, check out Pantadosi Baking Company. And Howie, once again, my advice to you, as always, is please take more photos while you're out and about, and preferably in short pants. And maybe open toes, Howie. That could really push us over the edge.
I shall. Have you posted my columns today, Grace?
Your Pam Kelly column?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's up.
Oh, good, good. Well, if you haven't read the Pam Kelly column, it's been number one for 3 days on the Herald, or it was earlier today anyway. It's a...
it's very good.
It worked out pretty well. And if you don't know the Pam Kelly story, it's pretty horrible, but it's pretty interesting too. So,
and Howie, I should mention, by the way, your column is going out in the eBlast today. If you guys aren't signed up for the eBlast, go to HowieKarsha.com and enter your email there. That's where we send out all of Howie's uncut columns, as well as some pieces from contributors to the show. Holly Robichaud has a great column on the website today about polling and how no one's held responsible for all this bad polling year after year and election after election. So that's on the site. And also,
that's because they want it, obviously, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, they're paid to produce bad polling, so they're well, you don't fire someone who's doing his job, right? So,
but Holly's
doing
like
their
you
job.
Howie, she has a lot, Holly has a lot of intel with you know, the local hacks, so she always incorporates a little bit of that. And also, there's a fresh new Tweepy on the site, has some great tweets, including Howie, my favorite tweet of, I think it was yesterday or maybe it was today, Molly Hemingway put out a picture of Melania. Did you see Melania with her new blonde hair?
Yes, I did.
And she said, one of the best examples of Trump derangement is the fact that this woman was never on the cover of a magazine as she was the first lady. And it truly is. It's the most absurd thing when you look at her. She literally just walks around and she looks like she's on the cover of a magazine.
Right. And you know, and the magazines wonder why they're going out of business. They're going out of business even faster than the newspapers.
It couldn't happen to better people at the magazines.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they've totally lost touch with their readership and what their readership wants. Their readership doesn't want to buy Vogue or one of those fashion magazines and just be lectured and upbraided for their alleged racism and sexism and whatever else. God, it's terrible. I don't subscribe to any magazines anymore. I was thinking about that. We got to start doing some lighter stuff.
Oh, I think Howie, I was at a magazine shop the other day, like, you know, just a CBS type thing.
Yeah.
And the magazine covers, I'm not even joking you, Kamala Harris, I think, was on the cover of Glamour, maybe. AOC was on the cover of Vogue. Joe Biden was on the cover of Time. I was like, what is this? What am I looking at? Who would even want to read this for fun? Does anyone like to read things now to take their mind off stuff?
I don't want to look at them when I'm standing in line in the express lane at the supermarket, let alone, buy the damn thing.
I went to a bookstore this weekend. Speaking of my brother's new baby, I was in the little kids section and I was like, oh, maybe I'll get them a little book, you know, The Giving Tree or something like that. And Kamala Harris's book, I can't even remember the title of it, was in the children's section. And people talk about the indoctrination of the youth, but it's really true. Like, the section that you buy books to read to babies has Kamala Harris's autobiography.
You can't go wrong with Goodnight Moon.
You can't go wrong with Goodnight Moon, Howie. It is so true.
It's one of the great books of the 20th century, I think. All right. Okay, thank you, Grace, and thanks for all the contributors to Hate Mail Monday. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Today on my bike ride at dawn, I was listening to NXS, the Australian 80s band, New Sensation. What a great tune that is. I was listening. I had it turned up loud, but I wasn't bothering anybody because people couldn't even see it, barely see my Raycon wireless earbuds because there are no dangling wires or anything like that. Raycon is the best way to go. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours.
That's the part of Raycons I like the most, is the seamless Bluetooth pairing, because sometimes you get these new devices and you got to go from the phone to the device and you got to really try to pair it up. These things sync up so fast, and you can have your phone in your pocket, in your purse, and you can take calls and just have your headphones in, and you hear better than you would if your phone was up to your face. It's really amazing.
The audio quality, as Grace just said, is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except for this fact. Raycons start at half the price. Half the price. So this holiday season, give them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. Or pick up a pair for yourself. If you buy one for somebody else, you'll need a pair for yourself as well. That's the only way to go. Get two. Trust me, you're going to use them every day, and so is whoever you buy them for. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Okay, let's play a cut of a man who's detained by police in a Costco in Colorado because his son wasn't wearing a mask. I don't know how old the son was, but this is cut 16.
Finger. I'm not gonna break it. I'm just holding on here.
Over a f-ing mask. You know what? Good old David over here. I had to take this off to breathe for a second. So what do you do? Call some f-ing cops.
Dude,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you are. I am not.
How is he resisting?
He's tensing his arms.
No, he's not.
Dude, I don't know what you call this, but that's kind of a natural reaction when two guys are assaulting you.
Good God. Who would have imagined this a year ago? Guy gets detained. I don't know if he got arrested or not, but he got detained by the police for not wearing a mask. I'm so old I can remember when all the banks had signs on them saying you cannot enter the bank wearing a mask. Actually, I think most banks still have those signs up. They're just they're bolted to the walls, and the signs saying you have to wear a mask to come in are taped to the front door. So here is Chris Sununu in New Hampshire. I know a lot of New Hampshire people, our listeners, are mad at him. But you got to remember how moderate he sounds compared to the other governors around him. I mean, Charlie Parker, Janet Mills, and Scott in Vermont. He seems like a very reasonable guy compared to them. Again, it's a low standard, but nonetheless. 17, go ahead.
Thanksgiving and the holiday season is upon us, and they aren't necessarily going to be what they usually look like either. And obviously, we're not going to cancel Thanksgiving, and we're not telling folks what they can and cannot do within their own homes. That is not by any means what we're going to be doing within New Hampshire.
So that's good. But then he kind of lapses into Charlie Parkerisms here. Cut 18.
We continue to caution, though, against large gatherings and encourage some of those good COVID practices like masks and social distancing to be practiced even in familiar settings, even amongst family members. Again, it's those familiar settings that are actually allowing a lot of the asymptomatic spread to happen. Nobody.
Yawn. Okay, one more. Cut 19.
So we just want folks to really be very cognizant of that and understand the level of seriousness that this second surge is bringing upon us. We all have a part to play, and we all have that personal responsibility.
Is there really a second surge, or is there just more testing? And why do they continue to want more testing when most people are coming up asymptomatic? I don't understand that. Paul Ryan, by the way, who's the new former Speaker of the House and Mitt Romney's running mate, and he is now on the board of Fox. And he said today that it's time for President Trump to concede, and he declared that the U.S. election is over. And this was at a banking conference, the Bank of America's virtual European credit conference. Thank you, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is one of the reasons why so little was done, and why the Russian collusion hoax wasn't put permanently to rest much earlier than it could have been, because he was just dithering, and he wasn't standing behind people like Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan and John Ratcliffe and all those guys that were trying to defend the president against these baseless allegations. He talk about a swamp creature. I mean, he's the one who proves that more than anybody, I think, that that swamp creatures come in both D's and R's, you know. And he's a multi-millionaire. He's married to a woman who is as liberal. I think she went to Wellesley College. I think she's as liberal as the Rupert Murdoch daughters-in-law. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about John Kerry, I think. I'm Howie Carr.